The name of the party is the Art and Soul Celebration, and it's a benefit for the Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts. Lemoyne's executive director, Ann Kozoliski, says many of those who show up for the party come in costume portraying famous artists.
We always get several Jackson Pollocks. That's a favorite costume that can be put together rather quickly. Last year, we had a wonderful Andy Warhol, Marilyn Monroe. We have a couple of Roy Lichtensteins coming. There's always going to be a Frida Kahlo in there. The unibrow is a good thing. And we've had some old masters last time. So people really, really put themselves into it.
Kozoliski says people can bid on or buy outright terrific works by some of the area's top artists.
We're going to have live auction of artwork starting at a minimum bid. So on that sheet, though, it'll say buy now at X number of dollars. We've got a nice assortment of artwork.
Okay, so much for the art. Now for the soul. That's Tallahassee's own Scotty Barnhart, two-time Grammy Award winner, director of the legendary Count Basie Orchestra, and professor of jazz trumpet at Florida State University. Kozoliski says Lemoyne had a secret weapon that persuaded the much-in-demand Barnhart to appear at Art and Soul with his trio.
He is a friend of Stephanie Whitfield, who was a board member, then became our sponsor and patron. She has rejoined the board. So that's how we got Scotty. We got Scotty because of Stephanie.
Accompanying the visual and auditory stimulation will be various beverages, adult and otherwise, along with culinary delights.
Dinner will be served by street chefs, buffet style, but we are going green at this event, so there will be no paper products. We're going to sit down like adults and have a good meal.
Ann Kozoliski says the fun and frolic happens at Goodwood in the Carriage House this Thursday from 6 until 9.
They can buy tickets online through PayPal, go to our website, lemoyne.org, call us if they have any questions.
And perhaps the most intriguing question is, if you plan to go, which famous artist will you dress up as? For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.